Get ready for the unincorporated, the undeveloped, and the underfunded. Get ready for the unbodied fantasy radio theater. This month's episode is titled Party Town and was written by Jeff Sink.
The night was shaping up well. Salt Lake City was pulling out all the stops for this party. The place was spotless. Seating had been arranged in a sociable manner. The bathroom gleamed with sanitary freshness. By 6:30, all the snacks were arranged on the table and beer was cooling in the fridge. Salt Lake was ready for his guests. Salt Lake City knew what this party could do for his reputation. It could either be a devastation or a shot in the arm for him. Other cities had crumbled as a result of bad parties. Remember Pittsburgh's fateful party decades ago? He got a little tipsy and ended up vomiting all over New York. He still hadn't recovered from that gaffe. Salt Lake City was determined not to let that happen. Denver was the first to arrive. "Welcome," Salt Lake said. "I've got some brine shrimp for you." Denver's eyes widened in mock surprise. "And I brought the Rocky Mountain oysters," she answered, stepping inside. Soon Boise knocked on the door and came in, followed by Dallas. Within an hour, the bulk of the guests were at the party, drinking and laughing. Salt Lake mingled among the crowd. Boston praised Salt Lake for the wonderful hors d'oeuvres, then complained about his extensive traffic buildup.
"It's just bad circulation," Boston said, swallowing another handful of M&Ms. "I can't help it. It's how I was built."
Salt Lake nodded.
"I heard you're starting to get some bad traffic congestion, too. You'd better take care of that soon before you grow too big like me."
Salt Lake thanked Boston for the advice and moved onward. At about 8 o'clock, Salt Lake had his first fight to deal with. Los Angeles and New York City were not fond of each other. Salt Lake knew this, but he also knew that to snub either one would have meant trouble. He had hoped they would not cross paths that night, but at that moment they were having a standoff in the kitchen. Reno watched with fascination.
"New York, is that you?" L.A. asked, taking off her sunglasses. "I barely recognized you. You've deteriorated so much."
"I'm surprised you noticed me, or anyone else for that matter. You're usually so deeply engulfed in thoughts about yourself."
New York moved closer to L.A., and the Empire State Building on top of his head scraped the ceiling. Salt Lake knew he had to do something.
"New York, I think, Chicago was looking for you. She wanted to talk to you."
"That's not surprising. I'm a total trendsetter," New York answered.
"What sort of trends would you be inflicting upon poor old Chicago?" L.A. seethed while turning away to fix her hair in the mirror.
"Excuse me? I really think Chicago wants to see you," Salt Lake interjected. "He might be in the living room."
New York smiled at Salt Lake and slowly left the room.
"What a tyrant," L.A. said. "I feel sorry for Newark, always having to live in his shadow. Where the hell is Omaha? He said he'd bring me a drink."
She too left the kitchen. In the living room, New Orleans had discovered the piano and was filling the room with great music. St. Louis sat nearby, nodding her head and waiting for her turn to perform. Kansas City was voraciously eating some pulled pork barbecue on the couch, and Salt Lake ran to fetch him some napkins before he was tempted to wipe his hands on the furniture. Las Vegas was simultaneously performing magic tricks and stripping, something miraculous for anyone but her.
"Where is my purse?"
L.A. was stumbling around, peering at the other cities with bloodshot eyes.
"Don't tell me one of you poorer cities stole it."
She lost her balance and fell over.
"She's making a fool of herself," Denver told Salt Lake. "Maybe I'd better take care of her."
She approached L.A., who was still lying on the floor.
"Do you need a ride home?" "I'm not leaving before I find my purse," L.A. said,
but didn't move.
Sure, but hasn't this party gotten a little stale for you? And don't you need to make an appearance at other parties? I'm sure they'll have something for you there.
LA looked up at Denver.
Yes, I'm needed at other parties. I'm actually really booked tonight.
I'll take you to your next shindig, then. Don't you worry.
LA wrapped her arms around the couch and pulled herself up. Thanks for the lovely party, she said to Salt Lake City, then slammed the front door.
Salt Lake went to get some air outside. He stepped onto the porch, where crickets were singing into the night. He thought he was alone until he saw a spot of orange embers flare up and then disappear. He went closer to the light and found Cheyenne and Helena sitting together and smoking.
Sit down, Helena said without looking up.
Salt Lake obeyed. The three sat in silence, filling the night air around them. A burst of laughter came up from the party, but remained unacknowledged by the group. Overhead, the stars pushed through the black sky to blink and shimmer. The dark shapes of trees danced around them. No one said anything. A soft breeze carried the sound of the train to them. When he finally returned to the party, Seattle and Portland stood by the door, bickering.
Sorry we're late, Seattle said. You know somebody here can't ever seem to be on time.
Portland handed Salt Lake some beer.
I just lost track of time, she said. I was brewing this. I hope you like them.
Tell me something, a voice behind Salt Lake said. Where is all of your notable architecture?
Salt Lake turned around and noticed Miami, martini in hand.
Well, you know about the temple, of course.
That's old, Miami interrupted. What about stuff from the 20th century, at least?
She locked her arm around Salt Lake's and led him away.
You've got to have some great architecture to give yourself some distinction.
She took a sip of her drink.
Have you ever seen my gorgeous Art Deco hotels?
Salt Lake blushed at the intimate question.
No, I don't know. Would you like to see them?
No, I mean... A tight smile was forming on Miami's lips.
I'm sure they're nice. I just don't know you that well.
You could.
Salt Lake, I need some help over here, Denver called. She had returned. Coming! Salt Lake smiled awkwardly at Miami, whose own smile had broadened, and went to Denver.
I'm glad you're back, he said, making sure to keep his voice down.
I'm glad I could save you from that cougar.
How's L.A.?
She's fine. She passed out in my car after lecturing me on the importance of a vibrant art community, but she got back okay.
The rest of the night flew by. Houston showed Salt Lake how to use a lasso, and he was forever grateful. He danced with Atlanta in the dining room, then discussed history with old man Williamsburg. Banger gave him a top-notch recipe for clam chowder, and in return Salt Lake explained the secret of fry sauce. With time, the guests left one by one or in little groups.
Not bad, New York said to Salt Lake as he passed over the threshold of the door. Come to one of my parties sometime and you'll see how it's done. Bye.
Salt Lake shut the door. Inside, everyone had left except Denver. She was collecting empty beer bottles and throwing them in a bag.
So how do you think tonight went? She asked.
Pretty flawlessly, but I was worried it would flop. He carried some cups to the sink and dumped their alcoholic contents down the drain.
You were worried, Denver said. You never worry about other people's opinions.
Yeah, well, I was worried.
You know, you're finally growing up, Denver said.
I know, it's kind of scary.
Why should it be scary?
Salt Lake pushed the dining chairs back into place. He sat down in one of them.
Because I don't exactly know how I'm growing or what kind of city I'll be when I'm done.
Denver sat down next to him.
You're destined for greatness. Just don't turn into New York, so pompous. Stay yourself. Or better yet, be like me.
Now who's being pompous?
Hey! She hit him with L.A.'s purse, which had surfaced during the cleanup. Okay, okay, he said, arms up in defense. She tossed her weapon onto the couch. Thanks for all your help tonight. No problem. Denver got up and grabbed her bag. I should get going, she said. Let you get some rest. Salt Lake escorted her to the door. You know, I'm not that far away from you, Denver said. You should visit me sometime. Salt Lake grinned. I might. You'll just have to wait and see. Denver turned her back on Salt Lake and began down the steps. Then you'll just have to wait and see if I come to one of your next parties. Bye. Salt Lake watched her go out into the night. Yeah, he thought, tonight was a success.
You've just heard Party Town, another story by Jeff Sink for the Unbodied. Want more of the Unbodied? Go to theunbodied.com. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.